Rock 104.9, the Quad City Rocker. Mike Schultz is the entertainment editor and movie critic for the River Cities Reader. And I know you guys are hard at work on that Quad Cities dining guide that'll be in stores.
It's coming out next week.
Yeah.
It's always a fun little piece of work.
Now just remember the last time we talked about the dining guide.
I don't remember. Why was that funny?
Was that the last time? Oh, I thought that was like way last year.
Well, he commented on the burger.
Yeah, first time I've ever been bleeped on the air.
Oh, there you go.
You remember, yes.
Yeah. Thank God we got that.
I still have images of that cover in my head, though.
He thought that burger looked
that
good.
I could have one right now.
Okay, yeah. We got to change the subject, Mike, because
we got the delay up and running,
but I don't want to take any chances here.
Yeah, nor should we.
Let's talk about the movies.
Yeah.
You gave us a scoop last week on Gravity, which you just loved.
Yes.
And you saw it again, I'm guessing.
No, I didn't. I only saw it the one time. The buddy I saw it with, though, went again over the weekend and said it was even better the second time. So, yeah, I mean, this thing's going to be Avatar big. I have a prediction because it made, what, about $55 million last weekend?
Yeah, most October movies ever made.
I'm going to bet that thing drops maybe 2%. I think it's going to have another $50 million weekend, and everyone's going to go, people are really going. Because it is that kind of movie that you see and you want to see it again immediately and bring your friends. It's going to make a killing and deserves to.
Did you see Sharknado?
You know, I haven't seen that yet. No, and I'm not avoiding it. I haven't gotten around to it.
There's a new one coming out.
Shark Avalanche.
It's Avalanche Sharks. A bunch of sexy co-eds go to a ski resort and the sharks have learned how to swim in the snow.
Oh, I kind of love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The trailer's up on our Facebook page.
I'll check it out then.
You'll love it.
For sure.
And yes, Davenport Mayor Bill Gluba is in it.
Seriously?
No.
He was in Megafault.
He's so good in Megafault.
I thought he needs to be in everything.
I just expect to see him in all of those.
And I'm embarrassed. I still haven't seen Megafault either.
You have got to be kidding me.
I will happily see it. I just haven't yet. Just haven't gotten there. I've got a bunch of friends in it, so I need to see it at some point.
Before it's been too long, you won't recognize them.
Right.
they're at the River Center, but it's supposed to be Washington, D.C. And Gluba is some sort of government dignitary. And Brittany Murphy.
Like he is.
Sure.
Was still with us then. She's the star of the movie. It's a conference of all of the world's experts. This is the beginning of the movie.
Okay.
All of the world's experts on earthquakes. All these seismologists have assembled. Okay. It's supposed to be Washington, D.C., but it's very clearly the River Center on 3rd and in Davenport. Okay.
All right.
So you have every expert in the world on earthquakes. Gloob is giving his talk, and the ground starts shaking. And every one of these
glasses start shaking.
Glasses are shaking. All right. And every one of these world-renowned experts on earthquakes, they all look at each other and they go,
"What's going on?
What's happening?
After that,
it just get better.
The earthquake starts chasing people.
My favorite part of the movie is the earthquake somehow reignite the Earth's core and lava starts coming up to the point where we go to Aspen, Colorado.
Okay,
and the lava is coming up through the ground to the point where people's shoes are melting in the streets.
Okay.
Right? So we're in Aspen, Colorado, which is very clearly the village of East Davenport. And I don't know why, but for some reason, all of the bars in Aspen, Colorado have Iowa Hawkeye stuff up in the windows. And this one next
like
door.
A bunch of transplants, maybe.
This one next door, he works on the Dwyer Michael show. He's a producer, Goose.
Uh-huh.
He plays an idiot who's driving an RV full of children into the megafault blast zone.
He's like the last one.
Seriously?
He's the last man standing.
He's driving in a hapless RV just like... And when they catch him, he's like, "What's going on?" It's an entire movie of earthquakes and people going, "What's happening?"
And he's had no idea?
It's the best. It's the best worst movie ever.
Weren't they going to shoot down the RV with like a laser?
Well, I don't want spoiler alert. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't.
By this point, is there more to spoil?
It's Goose and Christine in an RV full of kids,
It's the toughest call Gluba's got to make in Megafault.
Gluba doesn't make the call.
Oh, you guys are killing me now.
You have to see it.
Is this streamable anywhere?
I think it's on Netflix.
I thought for some reason I threw it on my queue once, and I just don't know what happened. I need to see it.
You have
to. Yeah, no, I've got buddies in it, so I absolutely
do. It's skyjacked good.
Oh.
Captain Phillips is opening today, and that's an actual movie that, stars Tom Hanks as the captain of that U.S. container ship who was taken hostage by Somali pirates a couple of years ago, and then he got rescued by Navy SEALs.
Only problem is now the news, the news is starting to say it was kind of his fault.
That he really had no business being where he was.
Yeah, right. And basically the crew is saying, this was on him, man.
Here's a
fun subtext to watch the movie with, actually.
I guess so.
Scene from the movie where Captain Phillips, Tom Hanks, makes a call about the pirate situation. Captain Phillips is in the theaters around the Quant Cities today.
Operations?
Receiving.
This is the Mask, Alabama. We have two skiffs approaching at a distance of 1.5 miles with a possible mothership following.
Potential piracy situation.
Copy, Alabama. You should alert your crew, get your fire hoses ready, and follow lockdown procedures.
I can't wait. Paul Greengrass directing? That's a great thing.
What has he done?
The second two Bourne movies.
Oh,
and
okay.
United 93, and yeah, he's ridiculously good. Yeah, it could be fun. That one could be fun.
Also opening today, you've got Machete Kills, which is a sequel to 2010's Machete. I don't remember that.
Yeah, Danny Trejo with a machete.
I remember it as like in the movie Grindhouse, they did a trailer.
Yeah,
for
this
it.
Is like the actual version of that. Yeah, and apparently they have a faux trailer in this one too. It's all Robert Rodriguez-y, you know. Yeah.
Danny Trejo comes back as the title character. Robert Rodriguez is back to direct it. And in this one, the president, played by Charlie Sheen, although in this movie he's calling himself Carlos Estevez. Because I guess, you know, that's his real name.
Sure.
The president has to call on Machete to stop an arms dealer, played by the insane Mel Gibson, from starting riots in multiple countries. Also in it, Sofia Vergara, who has Gatling gun breasts.
Next to it!
You're standing next to it! Jessica Alba, Lady Gaga, Antonio Banderas, Amber Heard, and Michelle Rodriguez. No relation, I don't believe. Here's a little bit from Machete Kills, which is in theaters today.
This gate keeps me close to the border, and the design of duds ain't bad either.
What happened to world peace?
M4 carbine long range. Got reflex sights, micropolymer grip, customized trigger. Fast enough to jackrabbit on roller skates. That is, of course, you happen to come across jackrabbit on roller skates.
I like this.
Like your style. Low tech. But this ain't your mama's camcorder. Consider this the Swiss Army knife of machetes. Machete.
Like the music.
It strikes me we didn't ask you what you thought of the movies you saw last week.
Oh, well, we can rip through them fast.
Because they are really very forgettable. Other than Gravity, they're all kind of totally forgettable, right?
Kind of. Well, yeah.
Runner,
boring, ridiculous, stupid. Just bad, bad movie. Yeah. Would have been kind of good in 1983. It's not.
Shouldn't have been done.
Yeah. A documentary called Generation Iron, worth renting, already gone on the Mr. Olympia competition from 2012. Uh-huh. Fun. The Metallica movie is in the Moline Theater, and it's a blast. It's got kind of a weird little side story in it, but the concert scenes are fantastic. It's a lot of fun. And finally, this movie about called Grace Unplugged, about a young plucky girl who decides to go to Los Angeles to pursue her dreams of a singing career, even though her very religious father says it's going to change you, honey. Yeah. Don't leave Southern, Alabama. Stay here with us. It's pleasant. It's fine. It's not for me, but it's fine.
He's Mike Schultz.
What a drag.
Yeah.
He's Mike Schultz of the River Cities Reader.
I feel bad for you.
And he's off to see Captain Phillips
by the way,
and Machete Kills.
Yes. Speaking of one final thing from Megafall.
Sure.
Our guy over here, as they mention here on the website, Richard Goose Giesick, he was Glenn.
Glenn was his character's name.
All right. Put that on a Trivial Pursuit.
Every time you see Goose out, call him Glenn. Refer to him as Glenn. And then ask him to say, what's going on?
Schultz, I might knock on the door.
Schultz, you have.
I can't handle the reality
of you not watching this movie.
I promise I do want to see it, so I will.
Take a break, and we are right back with Rock from U2 next. Dave and Darren.